We continue our learning in Le'ili Nishmas, David ben Menachem, Rosh Hashem, Yaakov, and Finichos de Leo. We are in Yom Perak Aleph, Mishnah Dalet. Kol Shivas Hayamim lo hayu monim imenu machal u'mishta. All the 7 days that the Kohen Gadol was sequestered in the Lishkas Parhedrin, they would not withhold from him any food and drink. Even if the food and drink would trigger a seminal emission and became a Baal Keri and became Tameh, he could go to Mikveh and wait for Har of Shemesh, wait for the sun to set, and he'd become Tahor. Not so, though, when it came to Erev Yom Kippur. Erev Yom Kippur, if he becomes a Baal Keri the night of Yom Kippur, based on food that he ate, so then we're concerned that he becomes a Baal Keri. Now he's puzzled to do the Avodah the next day. So, and he doesn't have the opportunity of Mikveh and a whole Har of Shemesh and the sunset. By that time, Yom Kippur is over. So the Mishnah here says, but Erev Yom HaKippurim, on Erev Yom Kippur, Im Chashecha, during the Suda Mafsekes, during that last meal, as it was getting close to getting dark, Lo Ayinu Manichem Osolechol Harbei, they would not allow him to eat excessively, and they also, there's certain foods they would not feed him, let's say eggs or hot milk, which could trigger also a seminal emission. They would avoid giving him that. Maybe it's Hashena. And the excessive eating is because we're afraid that he may fall asleep. He's going to be very tired that night. We know the Kohen Gadol had to stay up all night to avoid becoming Baal Keri, to avoid becoming disqualified because of Tumah. So also, they would avoid excessive eating as well. Perek Aleph, Mishnah Hey, Misaruhu Ziknei Beis Din LeZiknei Kuna. So the Kohen Gadol was in the hands of the Ziknei, the elders of the Beis Din, and now he's entrusted to the Ziknei Kuna, and they are going to help train him, and they're also going to give him an oath, but they're going to help train him in the preparation of what he has to do with the Ktores on Yom Kippur, which is an Avodah Kasha, the Gemara says, on Daf Mem Zayinim Beis, very difficult Avodah for him to do, as we'll see. V'he'elu L'Aliyas Beis Avtinas. They brought him up to the Beis Avtinas, which was an upper chamber of the Azara. Some say he was on top of the Shar Hamayim, which was the easternmost gate of the three gates of the southern wall of the Azara. And the Avtinas family, you may remember, were the ones who knew how to mix the Torahs properly. So it was a special room, a special chamber. And this is where the Kohen Gadol was trained by the sages of Kuhuna in order to teach him to do the Chanifa, filling his hands, in order to fill his hands, the chafinas aktores, melochafnav. What would he have to learn how to do? So when the Kohen Gadol would come into the Kodesh HaKadoshim on Yom Kippur, he would be holding in his left hand, he'd be holding a ladle that had the Ktoris inside. But he also had to somehow tip that Ktoris into his two hands. And then he's going to put the Ktoris on the machta, on the gachal ha'esh, on the coals that are on the shovel that's sitting on the ground between the two poles of the Aron in the Kodesh HaKadoshim. So how is he going to tip that which is in his left hand? He has this spoon, he can't put it down, and he has to somehow tip that Ktoris, the incense, into his full hands, Molochafnov. So he'd had to hold it with his teeth, or maybe with his fingertips, and tilt it with his thumbs, and empty the Ktoris into his cupped hands without spilling, or without putting the ladle down. That was an Avodah Kasha, and he had to be trained how to do that, and that's what he did. Now, not only that, before the Ziknei Beis Din left him in the hands of the Ziknei Kuhuna, the Mishnah says, V'ishbi'uhu. The Ziknei Beis Din administered an oath to the Kohen Gadol to ensure that he would do the Ktores Avoda properly. What was the concern? So the concern was the Tzedukim. The Tzedukim, who interpreted the Torah very literally, the Tzedukim had a different interpretation as to how the Ktoras Avodah was supposed to be done. The Gemara explains that the Tzedukim understood, based on the pasuk, it says, Va'al yavo v'chalis, in the Avodah, Parshas Achremos, Va'al yavo v'chalis alakodesh mibes laparoches, and then the pasuk says, Ki be'anon eroeh ala kaporis, Hashem will appear on the kaporis of the Aron, Be'anon, in the cloud. Now, the understanding of the Tzedukim was, Hashem's going to appear in the cloud of the smoke of the Ktoris. And that means that the Kohen Gadol should make the smoke of the Ktoris, should burn the Ktoris and put it on the machta, put it on the coals, outside the Kodesh HaKadoshim, in the in the Heichal, and then walk in with the shovel that has the Torah on it when there's already smoke coming out of it. That's the way they interpreted it. However, the Chachamim, our tradition, traditional Judaism, taught us differently. The Pasuk says, V'lokach melo amachta gacha le'esh me'al ha'mizbeach, u'melo chafnov k'toras tamim daka, v'hevi mi'beis la'paroches v'nasan ha'k'toras al ha'esh lifnei Hashem. Sounds like he's placing the Torah on the Gechalim, on the coals, lifnei Hashem, when he's in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, meaning he comes in with the kaf, with the ladle that has the incense in it in his left hand, and then he, with the machta, with the coals, burning coals in his right hand, he puts the machta down, he has to tip the Torah into a Meloch Hafnav, and he has to then put it on the machta, but he's not coming in with the cloud of smoke already. It burning happens in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. How did the Chachamim understand the pasuk ki be'anon eiro el ha-kapores, that there has to be this smoke? All that means is that the Torah has to have male ashan. It's a type of herb, type of plant that would help make the ashan go up straight, almost like a stick. That's all it means. Now, there was no way to know how the Kohen Gadol was going to do this avoda, because it says also in the Avodas Yom Kippur, v'chol adam lo yebol moed b'vo'o l'chaper b'kodesh atzei. So no one was in the Olam Moed, in the Beis HaMikdash, in the Kodesh HaKodeshim, when this was happening. So there's no way to know whether he was doing this properly, either in the Heichal, like the Tzedukim, or like we do in the Kodesh HaKodeshim. And because of that, they had to therefore administer this oath, afraid that maybe he was going to do like the Tzedukim did. And after he accepts the oath, and the Mishnah says, so again, the Pasuk says, V'amru lo. So again, the Mishnah says, V'ishbi'uhu, v'niftru v'holchu lahem. So they gave him this oath, the Mizikne Beis Din, before they left. They left, and then the Zikne Kuhuna took over by teaching him, training him in the Chafinas HaKtoris. But this is what they said, V'amru lo, ishi kohen gadol, anu shluchei Beis Din, mata shlucheinu shliach Beis Din. We are the emissaries of Beis Din, and you are our agent, and the shliach of Beis Din as well, mashbi. We have you swear, b'misha shikain shmo b'vayis hazeh, in the name of Hashem, who rests his presence on this house, Beis HaMikdash, shelo tishaneh davar mikol ma'ashar amanu lach, that you don't change anything from the way we trained you when it comes to the Torahs. Hu poreishu bocha, he would separate the fact that they suspected that he was a tzeduki, he separated himself and cried. V'hein poreishu bocha, they would also separate and walk out, ubochin, and cry. Now, just one point the Gemara addressed is the language of you're our shaliach and shaliach Beis Din. Very strange, because when we usually assume, in other words, when you read this, you're our shaliach and shaliach Beis Din, that sounds like the Kohen Gadol. It performs the avoda as a shaliach of the community, of the public, and of the Sanhedrin. You're our shaliach and the shaliach Beis Din. So the problem is, the Gemara says on daf yud tes that this is not true. We don't assume that the Kohanim serve the public. They are our shluchei derachmana. They're shluchei Hashem. They're shluchei Shamayim. So how do we interpret what they were saying? So what they meant to tell him was that the language of this oath means like this. You are our shaliach regarding this oath. That's all it means. And what it means, what do you mean you're a shaliach, and the shaliach, the representative of everybody else regarding this oath? It means you can't change the language of this shavua, nor can you have any other intention, a private intention, personal intention, kavana, during this oath. It has to be the way we are understanding this oath. And the Kohen Gadol answers amen. So we're afraid that maybe his amen doesn't mean the amen to what we said. He has another interpretation of what we said. So that's why we mentioned the idea of being shluchenu and shliach Beis Din. The last point, which we mentioned in the past, was just to remind ourselves why we're not afraid. If we said throughout time, Kohanim Gedolim never became pasul, so we have to be worried about the food that we feed him, excessive food, the types of food. So once again, ain't sumchen al anes, we don't rely on a miracle, or perhaps maybe we could before the days, or during the days, or before of Shimon HaTzadik, after Shimon HaTzadik, when we know that the Kohanim Gedolim were unworthy, so certainly then, ain't sumchen al anes.